All right, buckle up everyone, because today we're diving headfirst into the future of e-commerce. We've got this incredible guide we're going to be unpacking, and let me tell you, it's all about what's waiting for us in the online shopping world, like 2025 and beyond.
Yeah, and it's not just like, you know, little tweaks here and there. We're talking big changes, like huge shifts.
Totally. This guide makes it super clear that tech, how we as shoppers behave, even the global economy, they're all going to completely shake things up.
It is wild.
Get ready for things like AI picking out stuff just for you, AR changing the way we try on clothes, and a whole surge in sustainable and ethical e-commerce. It's a lot to unpack, I know, but that's why we're here.
What really struck me, though, is this kind of contrast. You know, on one hand, you have all this amazing tech coming our way, but at the same time, e-commerce is facing some pretty big obstacles right now. Like, we're talking cutthroat competition, the cost of getting new customers just keeps going up, and then there's all these privacy rules changing left and right. It's a lot.
You're so right. And the guide doesn't sugarcoat it either. Like, they straight up say that those customer acquisition costs, you know, the money it takes to get a new shopper, those have gone up like 40% since 2021.
It's a big deal.
It's massive. If you're running a business online, you already know it costs money to attract new customers. This just makes it even harder. What's your take on how businesses are dealing with this?
Well, they got to get creative, right? Because just like throwing tons of money at ads, it's not really a long-term solution anymore. They need to find ways to build those solid relationships with their current customers so those folks keep coming back and tell their friends.
I see what you mean.
Loyalty programs, really personalized experiences, even building a community vibe around your brand, that's becoming way more important than ever before.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's switch gears for a second, talk about the stuff that gets me really pumped. The tech that's changing everything in e-commerce. I gotta say, AI and machine learning, that's where my mind goes first. It's everywhere these days.
Oh, AI is way past being just a buzzword now. It's already changing how we shop online, and it's only going to get more and more woven into the whole experience. We're talking about things like, well, hyper-personalization is a big one.
Okay.
Where AI basically tailors your whole shopping journey to you, like based on your past purchases, what you've been browsing, even stuff you've liked on social media.
So AI is like that friend who just gets your taste better than you do, always knows the perfect thing to recommend.
Exactly. And it's way more than just suggestions, too. Think about those chatbots that pop up on websites now. A lot of those are powered by AI.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
And they can handle a lot of basic customer service stuff, which frees up the human agents for the more complicated issues.
That's smart.
It is.
One thing the guide mentions that I really like as a shopper is how AI can help with managing inventory.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody likes seeing that out of stock message, right?
No, it's the worst.
So frustrating.
Well, AI can analyze all this data to figure out what's in demand and help businesses make sure they've got the right products in stock at the right time. Actually, Shopify merchants, those using AI-powered apps like Personalization AI, are seeing a bump in conversions, like 15 to 25%, just by using those features.
Wow, that's impressive. So businesses are really seeing real results from using AI.
They are.
What about augmented reality and virtual reality? I've seen some really neat examples, like using AR to try on makeup or see how furniture would look in your actual house.
Yeah, AR and VR, they're like this bridge between shopping online and in person, you know? Just imagine like being able to try clothes on, but you're at home, totally comfy. You can see how they fit, how the fabric hangs, all without going to a store.
Right.
It's not just about convenience either. It could really cut down on returns because you're way more sure about what you're buying before it even gets to you.
That's so true. I can't tell you how many times I've returned stuff because it just didn't look or fit like I thought it would. This tech could really change that. The guide says that Shopify merchants who use those AR product viewers, they see conversions go up by a whopping 94%.
It's huge, right? AR gives people that extra confidence they need to actually hit that buy button. Mm-hmm. And honestly, we're still just scratching the surface with AR and VR in e-commerce. I think we're going to see some really creative stuff come out in the next few years.
I'm excited for that.
It's going to be interesting.
Before we jump into how companies are adapting, I got to ask about voice commerce. I'm using voice assistants more and more, like Alexa, even for just adding things to my shopping list. Do you think voice is going to be a big deal in the future of e-commerce?
Oh, absolutely. Voice commerce is already changing things. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. People love the convenience of being able to search for products and buy stuff just by talking.
Yeah.
And businesses are catching on fast.
Yeah.
They're optimizing their product listings for voice search. They're creating ways to order with just your voice. And they're even making those skills for voice assistants that let you interact with their brand in whole new ways.
That's fascinating. Do you think this is something brands need to jump on now, or can they wait a bit and see how things shake out?
Well, the guide points out that Amazon sellers who've optimized for voice search are seeing a 30% increase in how often their products show up in search results.
Wow.
That's a pretty big advantage right there. And as voice assistants get, you know, smarter and more integrated into our lives, shoppers are going to expect to be able to just use their voice to interact with brands.
Makes sense.
So the sooner businesses start thinking about their voice strategy, the better.
Okay, so we've talked about AI, AR, VR, and voice commerce. It sounds like tech is going to drastically change online shopping. But what about the businesses themselves? How are they adapting to all of this?
That's a great question. The guide dives into a bunch of new business models and strategies that are popping up. And one that's really interesting is this concept of headless commerce. Have you heard about that?
I have, but I'll be honest, I don't really get it.
Okay, so basically, it's about taking the front end of an e-commerce website, you know, the part that customers see and use, and separating that from the back end, which is all the behind the scenes stuff like inventory and order processing.
Gotcha. So why would a business want to do that? What's the advantage?
Okay, think of it like this. A traditional e-commerce platform is kind of like a one-size-fits-all suit. It might fit okay, but it's not going to be perfect.
Okay.
Headless commerce is like getting a suit custom-made just for you. It gives businesses way more flexibility and control over how their online store looks and works.
So they can create a more unique, customized experience for their shoppers.
Exactly. Plus, it lets them easily connect with other platforms and channels like social media, mobile apps, even in-store experiences. This creates that smooth, seamless experience that shoppers want these days, no matter where they're interacting with your brand.
That makes a lot of sense. The guide mentions that headless commerce can also really boost how quickly pages load, which is a big deal.
Huge.
Nobody wants to wait forever for a website to load.
Oh, no. Speed is everything in e-commerce. The guide says that sites using headless commerce can see page load times that are like 50% faster.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And when a website is snappy, people are way more likely to stick around, check out more products, and, well, buy something.
Okay. So headless commerce is all about flexibility, making things unique, and speed. Mm-hmm. What about subscription services? Those seem more popular than ever.
Oh, yeah. Subscription commerce is definitely evolving. It's not just basic subscription boxes anymore. Think personalized subscription boxes picked out by AI, models that mix subscriptions with one-time purchases, and even memberships built around shared interests or passions, making a community.
I'm really into the idea of personalized subscription boxes. It takes all the guesswork out of finding things you'll actually love.
Totally. AI can look at your preferences and put together a box full of stuff tailored just for you. And businesses are seeing a real benefit from this, too. The guide says that subscription-based businesses have customer lifetime values, meaning how much a customer spends over time, that are 2 to 3 times higher compared to regular e-commerce businesses.
That's a huge difference. I can see why so many companies are adding subscriptions to their mix. What about sustainability?
Yeah.
Seems like that's becoming a make or break factor for a lot of shoppers.
You're right. Shoppers care about sustainability more and more, and brands are starting to get it. We're seeing more carbon neutral shipping options, supply chains that use blockchain to prove where stuff comes from, and even these circular economy things that encourage reselling and recycling to cut down on waste.
It's encouraging to see businesses making these changes. It shows they're actually listening to their customers and taking their concerns seriously. The guide says that brands with strong sustainability efforts see customer loyalty that's 71% higher. So it seems like sustainability isn't just good for the planet, it's good for business, too.
For sure. Consumers are much more likely to support brands that share their values. And sustainability is becoming a core value for lots of people.
Makes sense.
So for businesses, it's not just about doing the right thing. It's a smart move all around.
All right, let's tackle data privacy, which is a hot topic these days. The guide keeps mentioning the death of third-party cookies. How's that going to affect e-commerce?
So third-party cookies, those have been used for years to track people all over the web and target them with ads. But with all the privacy concerns growing, those cookies are on their way out. This means businesses have to find new ways to collect data about their customers and personalize their experiences.
So what are some of the strategies they're using?
One thing is zero-party data. This is all about getting customers to willingly share their preferences and data through quizzes, surveys, fun interactive experiences, and loyalty programs. Transparency and trust are key here.
Seems like that would be a way more effective way to connect with customers than relying on sneaky tracking methods.
Absolutely. When people feel like a brand respects their privacy and is upfront about how their data is used, they're more likely to trust that brand and keep coming back. The guide also talks about customer data platforms, or CDPs, which help businesses bring together all the data they collect from different places. This gives them a much clearer picture of each customer.
It really sounds like data privacy isn't just about following rules anymore. It's an opportunity to build trust and loyalty with customers.
Exactly. Businesses that make data privacy and transparency a priority, they're going to have a real advantage in the long run. Shoppers are getting smarter about how their data is used, and they'll reward brands that treat their data with respect.
This has been so insightful. I'm starting to see how all these trends and technologies are going to come together and create a really different e-commerce landscape in just a few years.
It's a really dynamic time to be involved in e-commerce. The possibilities are huge. But it's also a time of big change, and businesses need to be ready to adapt and evolve if they want to stay ahead of the curve.
Before we dive into some practical tips for businesses, there's one last thing from the guide I want to touch on: the future of fulfillment and logistics. What can we expect in terms of how products actually get from businesses to our doorsteps?
We're already seeing a big shift towards faster, more localized delivery options. The guide talks about micro-fulfillment and distributed inventory. Basically, this is about bringing products closer to the people who are buying them so deliveries can happen faster. Think things like hyper-local fulfillment hubs tucked away in cities, or dark stores, which are basically warehouses dedicated to online orders, totally separate from regular retail stores.
I love the idea of faster delivery times. Who doesn't love getting their order the same day or even within a couple of hours?
It's the best.
Right. Speed and convenience are everything in e-commerce, and these new fulfillment models are all about delivering on that. The guide also mentioned something that sounds super futuristic: autonomous delivery and drone logistics.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds straight out of a movie. Are we really talking robots and drones bringing us our packages? Is that actually going to happen?
It might sound like sci-fi, but it's closer than you think. We're already seeing tests of autonomous delivery vehicles in some cities, and drone deliveries are starting to take off, especially for reaching places that are hard to get to with regular trucks or for getting around traffic jams.
That's amazing. What kind of impact do you think this is going to have on e-commerce?
Autonomous delivery could seriously cut down on delivery times and costs. Imagine, like, ordering groceries and having them at your door within minutes, or businesses being able to ship stuff across the country in way less time than it takes now.
It's mind-blowing.
It is.
The guide mentions that businesses using autonomous delivery are already saving 15 to 20% on each shipment.
Yeah.
That's huge. Do you think we'll see those savings passed on to us, the shoppers?
I think it's very likely. As autonomous delivery becomes more common and efficient, the cost savings are going to be too big for businesses to ignore. This could lead to lower shipping costs for everyone, which could completely change the e-commerce game.
Wow, we've covered so much in this first part of our deep dive. We've talked about the challenges e-commerce is facing, the technologies that are changing the game, and the new business models and strategies that are emerging.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
But it's clear that the future of e-commerce is incredibly dynamic and full of potential.
You're absolutely right. In part two of this deep dive, we'll be digging into some practical tips for businesses on how to handle all these changes and thrive in the future of e-commerce. Stay tuned.
Okay, so, you know, we've talked a lot about the big picture stuff, but let's get down to brass tacks. The future of e-commerce, yeah, it's exciting, but I can see how it might feel a little overwhelming for businesses trying to keep up.
Totally. I mean, we've thrown a lot at you. AI, AR, what shoppers expect now, even robot deliveries. It's a lot to digest, so where does a business even start? This guide has some advice, right?
It does. It does. And it starts with something really basic, honestly. Taking a good, hard look at the tech you're using right now. The guide calls it an audit of your tech stack. Are you using the right tools for where you want to go? It's like, you know, making sure your e-commerce toolbox actually has the right equipment for the job.
That's a good analogy. It's easy to get caught up in all the shiny new tech. But you got to be strategic about what you actually invest in. Not every fancy gadget is going to work for every business.
Right. The guide really stresses that businesses need to pick their investments based on, well, their specific business model, who they're trying to reach, and what their goals are in the long run. What works for some big retailer might not work at all for a small independent shop.
Makes sense. So audit your tech stack. Be smart about investments.
Yeah.
What else does the guide recommend?
Remember all that talk about third-party cookies going away?
Yeah, the cookie apocalypse.
Well, that's a big one. Businesses need to figure out a solid first-party data strategy. It's all about finding ways to collect data directly from your customers, obviously with their permission.
Right, like we discussed zero-party data before, where customers are actually happy to share their preferences through those quizzes, surveys, those interactive things. It's about building that direct line and giving customers a real reason to trust you with their information.
Exactly. The guide also suggests, you know, playing around with AR and VR, especially for those products where being able to actually see it is really important. Furniture, clothes, home decor, things like that. Those are areas where AR can really up the shopping game.
Yeah, use those technologies where they'll make the biggest splash, right?
Mm-hmm.
Letting people virtually try on clothes or see how that new sofa would look in their living room, that's a lot more exciting than, I don't know, using AR to show off a pack of batteries.
For sure. It's all about making these immersive experiences that help you stand out. And while we're on the topic of standing out, let's talk about omnichannel selling.
Omnichannel? That's about reaching customers everywhere they are, right? Having a website, social media, maybe a physical store, if that makes sense.
Yep, exactly. It's about making the experience smooth for the customer, no matter how they choose to interact with your brand. Imagine someone's checking out stuff on your website, adding a few things to their cart, then they head to your store to try those items on in person. That's omnichannel in action.
I've done that before. Seen something online, then gone to the store to check it out for real.
It's becoming the standard. Customers expect that kind of back and forth between online and offline to be easy. And speaking of reaching customers, don't forget about optimizing for voice and visual search.
Yeah, more and more people are using voice assistants and pictures to find what they want, so businesses need to make sure their products show up in those searches.
Think about it. Someone might say, "Hey Alexa, find me a red dress for a wedding." If your website isn't set up for voice search, you're missing out on that potential sale. And with visual search, someone could snap a photo of a pair of shoes they like and use that to find similar stuff online.
So it's not just about keywords anymore. Businesses have to think about how their products look and how they're described so people can find them no matter how they search.
You got it. It's all about making it super easy for people to find what they're looking for. And, you know, circling back to sustainability for a sec, we talked about it before, but this guide really drives home the point that it's not a fad. It's like a fundamental change in how people think about shopping.
Absolutely. People care about their environmental impact now, and they want to support businesses that are on the same page.
The guide suggests that businesses need to go further than just offering green products. They need to think about their whole supply chain, from where materials come from to how products are made, packed, and shipped.
We talked about carbon neutral shipping, those blockchain verified supply chains, and all those circular economy initiatives. These are all things consumers are noticing.
And it's not just about doing the right thing. It makes good business sense, too. The guide points out that brands with solid sustainability plans see customer loyalty that's 71% higher. So it's a win-win.
That's a great point. It's not just about getting new customers. It's about keeping the ones you have. And sustainability can really help with that.
It's a way to show your customers that you care about the same stuff they do. It shows you're not all about profit. You're trying to do some good in the world.
Okay, we've talked tech, sustainability, and data privacy. Anything else businesses should be thinking about as they navigate this whole future of e-commerce?
You know, the guide brings up one more important thing, and it's something we haven't really dug into yet. Community building.
Community building. How does that fit into e-commerce?
Well, think about it. There are so many businesses selling online now, it's easy for customers to feel lost in the crowd, like they're just another transaction. Building a sense of community around your brand can help you stand out and make those deeper connections with your customers.
So it's not just about selling, it's about creating an experience, a sense of belonging.
Exactly. And there are tons of ways to do this. Think loyalty programs that reward your regulars and make them feel appreciated. Or maybe you create exclusive content, like behind-the-scenes videos or early access to new products, just for your biggest fans.
You could even have online forums or groups where customers can chat with each other, share their thoughts, and give feedback.
It's all about nurturing those relationships and making customers feel like they're part of something bigger.
I like that. It really brings a human touch to online shopping.
Oh.
Okay, we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive. It's clear the future of e-commerce has its share of hurdles, but there are some incredible opportunities too. What's the one big takeaway you want our listener to walk away with today?
The businesses that'll really make it in this new world are the ones that are open to new ideas, can roll with the punches, and most importantly, put the customer first. They need to be quick on their feet, creative, and always ready to try new things.
And they need to really listen to their customers, understand what they want, and build those relationships based on trust and being upfront.
Absolutely. It's about making the e-commerce experience more than just convenient and fast. It's about making it meaningful and something customers actually enjoy.
This has been so insightful. I feel like I have a much better grasp on what's shaping the future of e-commerce and what businesses can do to be successful. In the last part of our deep dive, we're going to switch things up and explore how all this affects you, the shopper. We'll talk about all the cool advancements and benefits you can look forward to in the online shopping world. So stay with us. Okay, so we've spent a lot of time digging into, you know, the challenges and the opportunities that businesses are facing with the future of e-commerce.
Yeah.
But now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about you, the person actually doing the shopping.
Yeah.
What can you look forward to? What's your online shopping experience going to be like in a few years?
Get ready for an experience that's way more personalized, way more convenient, and honestly, just more engaging than ever before. Remember all that tech we talked about?
Yeah.
That's not just about making life easier for businesses. It's about making the whole experience better for you, the shopper.
Let's start with personalization then.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, they love the idea of AI curating their shopping experience.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a little, I don't know, nervous about what it means for their privacy. What are your thoughts on that?
I get it. It's a valid concern for sure. But when it's done right, AI-powered personalization, it can be a win-win for both the shopper and the business. Imagine like not having to scroll through pages and pages of stuff you don't care about. Instead, your whole online shopping experience is just for you, based on what you need, what you like, even your mood.
Okay, that sounds amazing. Like having a personal shopper who just knows you inside and out. What are some examples of how this could actually work?
Think about those personalized recommendations you get on sites like Amazon or Netflix. That's really just the beginning. AI can take those recommendations and make them even better, even more relevant. Imagine you're on a fashion website, and instead of just seeing general categories, you see suggestions based on your style, your size, what you can afford, even the weather where you live.
So instead of me having to filter through like hundreds of dresses, the site would just show me ones that actually match my taste and what I need. That would save so much time.
Exactly. And it's not just about recommending products. AI can personalize every part of how you shop online, from the second you land on a website to when you check out. It can even kind of predict what you need and give you helpful suggestions along the way.
That takes us back to the subscription model we discussed before. Do you think these personalized subscriptions, are they going to be a big deal?
Oh, I think they could be huge. Imagine subscribing to a service that picks out beauty products just for you, or clothes, or even groceries, and it uses AI to learn what you like more and more over time. It's like having a stylist, a personal shopper, and a chef all in one.
That's such a cool concept.
Yeah.
It takes all the stress out of shopping and makes sure you're actually getting things you'll love and use. Okay, so personalization is one big perk shoppers can look forward to. What else?
We talked about AR and VR, right? Those have the power to really change online shopping, make it more immersive and engaging. Imagine like being able to try on clothes virtually, see how that new furniture would look in your actual living room, or even walk through a whole virtual store without leaving your couch.
I remember seeing those virtual try-on tools for makeup a few years ago.
Yeah.
They were fun, but not always super accurate. Do you think the tech is good enough now to make it like a really seamless experience?
Oh, absolutely. AR and VR, they've come a long way, got a lot more realistic, more accurate, and easier to use. And as they keep getting better, they'll become even more a part of how we shop online.
I could totally see that being a game changer for things like clothes, makeup, home decor.
True, sure.
It would make shopping online so much more fun and interactive.
Huh.
What about sustainability? We talked about how important that is to shoppers. How will that change things?
As shoppers get more and more eco-conscious, they're going to expect more from brands, more transparency, and more sustainable practices. This is going to push businesses to adopt those practices, you know, things like using eco-friendly materials and packaging, offering carbon-neutral shipping.
I've already noticed a lot more brands talking about their sustainability efforts on their websites and product labels. It's good to see that transparency becoming the norm.
And it's not just about feeling good about the brands you buy from. Sustainable practices often lead to better quality products, things that last longer. So in the end, it's better for the shopper and the planet.
Okay, one last thing. Let's talk delivery and logistics. We discussed micro-fulfillment, self-driving delivery vehicles, even drone deliveries. What does all this mean for the everyday online shopper?
Get ready for deliveries that are faster, more efficient, and just plain easier. Imagine like ordering groceries online and having them show up at your door in like minutes, or getting a package delivered by a drone to some remote spot where a regular truck can't even go.
I know, I'd love to never wait more than a day or two for a package again. Do you think these new delivery methods will make shipping cheaper too?
It's definitely possible. As these new ways of delivering things get more efficient and more companies start using them, the cost savings could get passed down to us, the customers. That could make online shopping even more attractive and open it up to more people.
So it sounds like the future of e-commerce has a ton of cool things in store for shoppers. More personalized experiences, more immersive tech, more sustainable practices, and deliveries that are faster and easier. It's a whole new world.
It's an exciting time to be a shopper, and you know, as we've been saying, it's a time of huge change and innovation in e-commerce. The businesses that'll really thrive are the ones that pay attention to their customers, adapt to what they need, and use technology to make the shopping experience better.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening. I feel like I have a much better grasp on all the things shaping the future of e-commerce and all the awesome possibilities ahead.
As we wrap up, I just want to leave you with one final thought. With all this amazing progress, it's more important than ever to be a thoughtful shopper. Support those brands that share your values, do your homework before you buy something, and don't be afraid to ask for more transparency and sustainability from the companies you choose.
That's great advice. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future e-commerce. We hope you learned some cool stuff and are excited about what's to come. Until next time, happy shopping.